America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Getting into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes right now, back into some Falcons and Saints conversation. 20 minutes away from Mark Schlereth joining us, our Odyssey NFL insider, every Wednesday at 1:20. We'll certainly get his thoughts on where the Falcons are at and then some of the other big stories as the trade deadline came and went yesterday. And then, as always, we'll wrap things up at 1:40 with an AMA.
Yeah, I just got the because you know we both take our kids to school and everything, especially the little one. And wife just sent me a picture. Yeah, he looked jacked the other day, but it ain't that bad.
It sounds like you and I had the same morning.
Same morning, because he want to get right. Mm-hmm. It was like 9:30. I was like, dog, we got to go. Yep. I got to go. I got to get you dressed. I got to take you sitter, get all of it. And so, yeah, he's got on some pajama pants, and he got one of Samson's old T-shirts. Now it's down to his knees, but you can, you know.
He's covered up. Yeah.
So what you got my baby on? My bad. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't think nobody was going to see.
Yeah, no, I took an L this morning.
Yeah,
She got a new, like, fall outfit yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, orange and stuff with pumpkins on it. Or maybe it was leaves. I don't know. It was fall. It was very cute. She got it yesterday. She wanted to sleep in it because it was comfortable. Like, all right, that's fine. She slept in it. But her mom's stipulation was you can sleep in it, but you can't wear it tomorrow. It's very important to separate the night clothes from the day clothes. Not for me, really, but that's fine. I don't care. It's clothes.
Right.
No one knows she slept in it until now. I just told everybody, but whatever. She was not a happy camper this morning when she woke up. Sometimes she wakes up the sweetest little girl in the world, and sometimes she doesn't. Today was one of those bad days.
Yep.
And so my win to get out the door on time to get her to school was, well, sure, why don't you wear that to school?
Yes. I mean, thanks.
So she did.
Yes.
That's not that bad.
Yeah. Until
in the grand scheme
it is
things,
bad.
That is pretty
bad.
No,
very
it's
bad.
Not.
No,
it's
very bad.
It is not bad.
What's so bad about that?
Because, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm
secret
coming from
voice.
A household of women.
Secret,
right?
Secret,
I have to do hair in the morning.
Voice.
I was actually trying to thread beads into my youngest daughter's hair. I have to do ponytails, man. And they have to be on point because my wife don't play that stuff. I'm sorry.
I do hair also. And most mornings, everyone walks out of the house looking great. Some mornings, you just got to get out there.
Yeah.
Some mornings,
man,
you just got to get
that's
out the
unacceptable.
Door.
Bring all the damn cars,
for the girls,
all the stuff, animals, everything.
I did her hair.
Get in the car.
Yes. I did her hair. And
get
it's
the
a
car.
New outfit. She looked great.
Get the damn car.
I feel like I'm a voice of God right now.
I know.
Like,
who is this?
Who is this guy?
All right.
Why am I talking?
Let's get to the big story of the day, and we'll tell you who it is. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
On offense, it'll be, you know, same coordinator doing a lot of similar things that they've done. Got a lot of respect for the defense coordinator and Joe Woods and what he's going to be to do. I'm assuming he's going to probably call it at this point with Dennis Allen moving on. Rizzi's going to definitely go in there and do what we did in 20 and try to apply his personality to what they've currently been doing. You know, when a coach gets fired in that situation, everything they were doing is not bad. Everything Dennis Allen wanted to do or try to move forward wasn't terrible. It's just about you applying your message and getting those guys to go out there and play for you. We know how well coached and good of a coach Rizzi is and some of the things he can do. So, like, we better show up ready to go because we know what it looks like from the other side. So we got to prepare for that.
Rizzi sounds like a nickname.
Yes.
But that's actually his real name. We thought we were talking Falcons to start the 1 o'clock hour. We might as well bring in 92.9 The Game Falcons outsider, former regular of the midday show, Jarvis Davis.
What up, Big J?
What's going on, Phyllis? How y'all doing, man?
Good. Nice to see you, Jarvis.
Nice to see you, too. It's nice to be seen.
Nice to see you, too. Know? I was like, because we were mid-talking. I was like, we stopped. I was like, hold on. Who the hell is that? That ain't.
I know that guy.
I know that guy. fellas, I'm coming up or nothing.
Yeah, maybe, hey, I'm going to stop by. Yeah. Maybe he forgot when our show was.
Yeah, I could get it. It's been a while, but yeah. Yeah, but what's going on, Big J?
Man, nothing too much, man. Just out here living life, trying to make sure I don't look like one of those sloppy dudes, you know, sloppy old football player dudes, man. So, you know, been trying to make sure I'm eating right.
That's good, man.
Doing my doggone thing,
there
man.
There you go. You look good. I mean, you look great. You look really good, brother.
I can't be sloppy, man. That's
polo,
my goal in life.
Polo shirt. Buttoned all the way up.
All the way up. Look, I'm sweating right now.
I would be too. As we speak.
I'm trying to be clean,
That's the clean look, huh?
Yeah, clean look. Yeah.
I ain't worn a damn polo in so long, so I wouldn't even know how to wear them. But yeah, okay.
Look, I bought them, so I got to make sure that I wear it in order for me to feel like I got my money's worth.
You do look really professional. Almost, I don't know, like a good, like a job meeting professional.
Yeah, I mean, you know, absolutely not. Okay, yeah,
just here.
This is how I try to carry myself, because my dad always used to get on me about how I present myself.
Oh,
got to be clean, and you got to be, you know, because his philosophy now that he's a single man, you know, he like, all the women always chose me. Like, don't ask me why he says it like that. No. That's how he says it. You know,
I did see a picture. Because he got to take him to the game on Sunday because your dad's he's a Cowboys fan.
A huge Cowboys
fan. So he wasn't happy with the result.
But
on Sunday, he
gave me the typical Cowboys fan answer, though. He was like, well, you know, Dak was out, and then, you know, had that guy come in, you know, Cooper Rush, you know, I knew it was over then. I was like, Dad, it was over before then.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm glad, you know, I got a chance to take my dad to work, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See what I got going on. But yeah, it was cool.
What did you think of this no trade deadline moves by the Falcons, Jarvis?
I actually kind of like it.
Why?
Because here's the thing, man. Like, I'm all for building something of substance. And a lot of times, like, when you're trying to trade for guys that teams no longer want, because that's what it is, at the NFL trade deadline, there are guys that are you feel like can contribute to your team, but the other team doesn't value them enough, so that's why they're willing to trade them. So I feel like they're trying to figure out a way to throw all of your little mid to late round picks away in 2025 to try to get a guy that is going to walk in free agency, Azeez Ojulari, right? Those were reports that they were it was either him or nobody else, and he give you 3-4 sacks, you know? Okay, right?
You're leading the team, I think.
Right, exactly. You probably lead the team, but can, you know, AK, can he give you that and, you know, keep your draft pick? And then really address it in the offseason, man. Build something. Like, put some prime assets on the line in the first round. I know they do on the second round. You know, AK, I feel like he's coming around, you know, but when it comes to just saying, like, I'm no longer going to draft pass catchers in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're gonna break that cycle, right?
They got him now, right?
We got to break that cycle in 2025, right? So I feel like being able to establish and try to build something in the offseason is going to be more beneficial to you than trying to go out for guys that teams no longer want.
Yeah, it makes sense. We started the show with that conversation of how differently do you really feel today had they gone out and gotten Azeez Ojulari or something like that, right? Like,
yeah.
I think we all agree the Falcons are good. They're a really good team. They're going to win the division most likely and go to the playoffs. And after that, we'll kind of see. I think the offense has given you even higher ceiling expectations than that.
Possibly.
I don't know. I mean, I think Azeez is good, but I don't know how much of a difference. Like, what you're saying makes sense to me. Like, this is an offseason sort of be very intentional addressing it overhaul thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're not one piece away from
just like
a good
they did
pass
the quarterback
rush.
Position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been bad at rushing the passer for a long time.
Sure.
There's been a lot of time spent on this radio station between all of us talking about that for years and years. And I don't think one deadline thing was going to do that. But let me ask you this, though, with the way that the offense is playing, maybe the Cowboys game got you there. Maybe you were there before that. But, like, how high is the ceiling to you, given the way that the offense and the quarterback specifically have been playing lately?
You know what? I feel like this team is only going to go as far as Kirko can take him. Like, if he has an off game, it's going to be a bad day for this team as a whole. And, you know, and when you think about what Kirk is being able to do, you know, the whole non-preseason stuff, we saw it was a little rusty. Everybody was trying to fire Zach Robinson after that first game against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. But, man, have you seen the concepts lately? Have you seen Charlie Warner doing that little half motion going up in, mm-hmm. Into the middle of that line of scrimmage and finding work? I know Randy loved that now. Mm-hmm. Charlie Warner mm-hmm. has been looking, seeking out work.
Yes, he is.
And finding guys, man. So I feel like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised you start seeing some of that some of those things around the league. So I feel like Zach Robinson is just like he was coming in, because the Falcons weren't the only team that were in on him mm-hmm. as far as hiring him for the offensive coordinator. Right. So you got to look at it from this standpoint. Like, you got a young up-and-coming offensive coordinator, and you got your quarterback that you wanted. He's finally into a nice rhythm. He's trusting his wide receivers. Darnell Mooney is looking like a steal right now mm-hmm. As far as that contract goes. So, yeah, like, as long as Drake can stay healthy, and that could be another wide receiver that Kirk continues to trust, man, this offense can take this team somewhere. And I feel like the magic number going forward is 30 points. Mm-hmm. If they can get to 30 mm-hmm. I think they got a good shot.
They're going to have to get the 30.
Yeah. They're going to have to. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's no other option, right? Because you can't rush the pass on 6-11.
Yeah, well, I asked Dave Archer this early, Big J, and I want to get your thought process on it. Where is the depth on this interior line, this defense? Because we were talking about the rotation, but he was named, and I was curious about the depth. And because we were talking about Grady, is he playing too much already? Do they not have enough guys behind him to be able to spell him and David Onyemata? So they might be fresh later on down the year.
I, to be honest with you, man, the reason why I would say the depth is thin is because of David Onyemata hasn't really been playing like we saw him play last year. Last year, David Onyemata, with this year's Grady, I feel like, man, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Mm-hmm. But when you have a guy like him not playing to the level that you expect him to, now he's 30 plus, so, you know, you kind of expect that little fall off. But but when you have a guy like Ruka Roro, got to make sure I get the extra row in.
Yes.
Get injured, that can be something that can be very concern. I like what I've seen with Kentavious Street coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, he was a kind of a savior, unexpected savior coming in as far as giving you some decent reps last year. So when you have those guys like that, yeah, you got to look at it and say, yeah, the depth can't be in question, but it's a matter of them continue to play like that. Can you expect Kentavious Street to continue to play like that? Can you expect David Onyemata to kind of raise his level to where he was last year? And now that Grady's kind of iffy on whether or not he's going to be able to go, and, you know, that can be something that can really hinder you as far as being able to defend the run game.
Yeah, they've had some injuries there for sure, no doubt. Good to see you, Jarvis.
Good to see you. Appreciate you, big boy.
Yeah, man, appreciate y'all.
Good to hear from you. Jarvis Davis hanging out with the Stockton Falcons. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, will get his thoughts on where the Falcons are right now and all the other, as many of the other big stories around the NFL as we possibly can after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a hump day Wednesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Thanks again to Jarvis Davis for stopping by and talking some Falcons with us. That was fun. Wednesdays at 1:20 mean Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Looking forward to the Falcons and Saints game coming up this Sunday. Do want to ask you about yesterday, though, obviously, with the trade deadline coming and going. Were you, you know, sort of from a national perspective, were you surprised the Falcons didn't make a move and stood pat yesterday?
No, I mean, you know, they made the move to get a pass rusher, right, Judon? And, yeah. It's not that they've had a great pass rush or anything of that nature, but I love the way they're constructed. I love the way their offense is constructed. I love the way that Kirk Cousins is playing. You know, I always look at them, and I did this last year. I did so many Falcons games last year, and I thought to myself, and said it many times, I think the Falcons are the best team in the South. If they just had some quarterback play, they'd win 10, 11 games. And it seems to me that's the direction they're heading in. They have the two-headed monster, and I would say behind the Detroit Lions, I think they have the two best kind of backs, if you will, with Algier and obviously Robinson in the National Football League. They kind of 1-2 punch there. So,
ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I love just the way they're built and the fact that, you know, that Kirk Cousins is playing as well as he's playing right now. I just – like, sometimes continuity is probably more important than getting some name value. So it didn't bother me. There wasn't anything glaring that I looked at and said, oh, they've got to go after this or they've got to go after that. So, I don't know. It just didn't really bother me.
I was curious about when you look at who they're playing this weekend. And, you know, that's the unfortunate part of the business is, you know, the hiring and firing. If you don't play well, your coach gets fired and everything. And they're going to play the Saints this weekend. And we know about that new coach energy, and guys want to maybe play a little harder because maybe their job's on the line also. But because I remember when we talked to you at the beginning of the year when the Saints were 2-0, we were talking about the Kubiak and then the running reads for Derek Carr and everything. Was it just like, you know, nobody knew what to expect in this offense? They game plan for it, and now they're just caught up with the Saints. What is going on down there in New Orleans?
Well, I think one of the things that happened to them early is they lost three offensive linemen on the inside.
Right.
And that is, like, it's so tough. Continuity is so important up front. And then you've got your best, you know, your best players. And you know, one of the things that has happened, kind of the unintended consequences in the league, if you will, is that you spend so much money on core players that, like, when I first came in the league, every one of our offensive linemen that was a backup, for the most part, there was a couple of young guys, but when I first came in the league, all of our backup offensive linemen had played and started for years in the league.
Right.
Yep.
And then we bring them in. And, you know, and they're at the point now where they've had 8 years in the league and they started for 4 years and they're incredibly experienced. They're just not starters anymore. But if they have to come in and play, guess what? You don't miss a beat, right? The guys understood it. They could speak the language. They could communicate. They could come in and play well right away. Now, in today's game, it's where you save money. Hey, we got to spend a lot of money on this guy, this guy, this guy. So let's bring in a bunch of first-year players that aren't worth a squirt of urine, and let's hope that nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And so it's the way the league is constructed. And so you're one or two players away from the penthouse to the outhouse. And when it happens to you up front, you're in deep trouble. And, you know, one of the things that's good about offensive line play is a lot of those guys aren't relying on athleticism. They're relying on technique because it's a real skilled position. And those guys tend to have a long shelf life and play in the league for a long time. But when you start losing dudes, it's really difficult. That's a hard thing for an offense. And then ultimately, you had the injuries. You had the quarterback get injured. The injuries up front. Their defense was aging anyhow. So now all of a sudden, you're not producing on offense like you were the first couple of weeks. And an old defense is getting exposed because – they're having to spend more time on the football field. And so all those things, you know, all those things happen. It spirals out of control. You start firing your coach and everything else. So, like, that's just the way the league kind of operates right now. And And every team, to me, is constructed that way because it's the way they save money. It's it's the way they do business.
Yep. Which team between the Saints and the Panthers do you think is in worse shape over the next couple of years?
Well, I think the Panthers are probably younger. And so they're probably in better shape from just a youth standpoint. Now, the issue is, you know, I think part of the issue is their owner thinks he's the GM and he thinks he's a head coach and he thinks, you know, he understands football. And that's a problem. It's a problem when the guy that owns the team also thinks he can write scouting reports on what the team needs. You know, owners own, players play, coaches coach. It's the way it should be. And when the owner starts kind of circumventing the authority of the coach, you just can't have success at any level. If your structure, if your organizational structure isn't right, then people don't. And then players, and man, listen, man, I played for a long time, and I don't mean this to be derogatory towards players, but we're children. And if you tell me you don't receive, from an ownership standpoint, with the way you act, if you tell me you don't respect the coach that you hired because you haven't empowered him, then why would you think I respect the coach that you hired? Mm-hmm. That's just the way it works. So if every time something goes down and the coach doesn't truly have the authority to, you know, to put his foot down, and you can circumvent the coach and go straight to the owner and say, hey, you know, Jerry Jones, I don't like the way we're doing things. Like, it's organizationally, that structure is faulty, and that team will never have long-term success, in my opinion.
What about this team that you used to play for up there in Washington? I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but I wanted to get your thought process. They go out and get a guy like Lattimore, and, I mean, obviously he's a number one corner, but how does he help affect what they do defensively? Because to me, Steak, it seems like their biggest issue was giving up the big pass play.
Yeah, they've given up. I mean, this has gone on for the last couple of years, or just the number of explosives that they give up, especially in the passing game. And that goes back to last year. It was part of what's gone on this year. And all of a sudden, especially, you know, red zone wise, there's a lot of just about everybody plays some type of quarters defense down in the red zone, and they do what they call a quarters lock. So they'll lock up the weak side receiver, you know, into the boundary with a big-time cover corner if you have one, and then they can kick the extra safety down to the opposite side, right? And they can double-team two guys on the opposite side. And a lot of teams play that style of defense, and it's very effective down there. It makes it really hard. You know, it makes it really hard to create space. There's no space down there anyhow, but it makes it, you know, you can get a double-team a bunch of guys if you got a lockdown guy. Well, you know, now they've gone out and got themselves a lockdown guy. And with what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball, if they can eliminate two or three big plays a game, listen, man, that gives them the chance to really be great. And I looked at this move more than any other thing. I looked at this because when we sit down in a, you know, in a meeting room, or we sit down at the very beginning of the season, the goal isn't to go undefeated. The goal is, like, the goal, you don't put your record up there. Hey, we want to win 12 games, you know, whatever, right? You're trying to win them all, but the goal is, number one, to win our division. They're 7-2. They're a half game ahead of Philadelphia, who sits at 6-2. Mm-hmm. They've got Pittsburgh. Washington has Pittsburgh and Philly the next 2 weeks. Okay? So I look at this as purely, how do we beat Philadelphia for the NFC East title? Mm-hmm. And when you look at Philly, man, they're incredibly talented. They've got two big-time wide receivers. They've got a tight end that probably goes unnoticed, but Dallas Goedert's one of the really good tight ends in the National Football League. They've got Saquon Barkley, and they've got an offensive line that can absolutely pummel people. So to me, this is really about a matchup of saying, hey, man, how do we take away A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith and then double-team the other guy? Mm-hmm. Like, this is about winning your division, and this gives you a better chance to beat the Eagles and win that division. And then ultimately, come on, if it comes down to coaching, like hardcore coaching decisions at the end of a game, I'll take Dan Quinn 100 out of 100 times over Nick Sirianni.
That was going to be my question to you right there, Stig. Like, is he the type of coach that can hold all that talent, as you just said, they have in Philadelphia? Could he be the one that keeps them from getting to where they want to get to because of his – I don't know what the hell he's doing. When they take points, when they not take points, but could he be that deciding factor for this team, not just against Washington, but for this team going forward?
Well, yeah, because you make decisions that just don't make sense. Like, you're up 16 to nothing, you decide to go for two. Like, it's 16 points is a two-score game. 17 points is a three-score game. Like, yeah. I'm like, listen, man, yeah. I did not go to MIT. I went to the University of Idaho and got a general studies degree. Right. My education is an inch deep and a mile wide. Like, I am not that bright, but I can answer some pretty simple questions as long as you keep it general.
Right.
And that's a pretty general question. And my thought process is, how in the world do you do that? And then at the end of the game, on a fourth down, with whatever, it was 2 minutes left or whatever it was, you decide to say, hey, man, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go for a 57-yard field goal in a pouring, you know, monsoon rain. Like, because that's a good idea. And if we don't make it, which there wouldn't be odds of making that, right. If we don't make it, then we're going to turn it over to Jacksonville with a short field and a chance to win because it's a five-point game. If you punt it and they go the length of the field, it's still a five-point game. If you kick the field goal and make it, and then you kick it off to them, it's still a one-score game, regardless. So, like, decisions like that, they're just made willy-nilly. They're just stupid, in my opinion. But yet, that's the decision that guy, and he's done it a bunch.
Yeah.
It's just, like, there's no defending it.
Oh, that all sounded like pretty good math. Idaho must have been doing something over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mark Schlereth with Odyssey NFL Insider joins us every single Wednesday. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store near you. Add extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Maybe it's because it was Tampa, and we've seen the Falcons do this to Tampa a couple of times, but maybe the Chiefs have figured out offense a little bit or figured out their offense a little bit. How scary is it for the league if they have?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, they're already really good. And they've got the number one closer in football. Mm-hmm. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the Mariano Rivera of football. He's just going to come in and end it. And so you can't give him an opportunity with the football at the end of a game. Like, you've got to play the game with that in mind every time you line up. You've got to have that in mind. And the fact that they are the best closers, they're the best, like, in critical moments, I've never seen a team that always seems to have an answer in critical moments like the Kansas City Chiefs do. It's annoying, man. As a former Bronco, it just annoys the snot out of me that they always seem to be. And I'm not, whether it's special teams, whether it's defense, whether it's offense, they always seem to be able to make a play in a critical moment. And, you know, and that's who they are. And all you had to see, like, Todd Bowles, who is a friend of mine, who we played together in Washington, decides to kick the extra point after they make that game 23-24 with 27 seconds left. And he goes for the extra point and says, man, we wanted to play it in overtime. And then he said something about it was raining and, like, we felt better about going to overtime. I was like, was it not raining at the 30-yard line when you took the ball and went 70 yards in 10 plays? Was it raining on that side, just down at the end zone it was raining? Like, I don't – like, that didn't make any sense to me. Like, that's ridiculous. And then, you know, you look at the situation. When they went to the coin toss, I don't know if you saw Baker Mayfield's face, but
yes.
He looked when Kansas City won it, he rolled his eyes like, well, we lost.
Well, see you,
like,
see you next week.
Baker knows it.
Yep.
He knew it.
Pretty much.
Hey, real quick, Slayer, real quick, we got about a minute left. Another team that you hate coming being a Bronco fan, can my main man North Turner save the Vegas Raiders?
No.
Okay.
So you got another question now.
No,
I mean,
that's good.
I'm just going to end. No.
That's good. We're out of time anyway. We appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, you guys be good.
Mark Schlereth there, our Odyssey NFL insider, former longtime NFL offensive lineman, three-time Super Bowl champion, brought to you by the Stinkin' Truth Podcast, as well as Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Say it for me.
May your game day be delicious. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Ask us anything you want. We'll answer it. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Handful of phone lines available if you want to jump on at 404-726-0929. Thanks again to Mark Schlereth. Good stuff from him. I got my takeaway of the day from him, by the way. He's got some fun little turns of phrases that he drops in there if you're not careful.
Yes.
And shout out to Jarvis Davis for stopping by and talking some Falcons with us earlier in this hour as well. Let's start with Chase, who's in Jefferson. Hey, Chase.
Guys, got a question and I got a prediction. So, with the college football playoff putting Ohio State in front of Georgia, do you think Kirby will be able to play his Jedi mind tricks on the team and convince them that they're no good and that they'll be lucky to go 500 the rest of the way and we go in there and absolutely trounce Ole Miss? And I've got a prediction. I think it'll be a high scoring game, lots of points. Final score be 45-47.
Okay. That's the prediction for the Georgia. 45-47.
That's too high.
Dang. Georgia's not going to give up 45.
And they don't need to give up 40. Georgia, Kirby don't need to play any Jedi mind tricks with Georgia. Carson Beck don't turn the ball over that win.
Yeah, no, I think Carson Beck is the only motivation they need.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you communicate that in the locker room, but it's like, this dude might throw an interception at any time.
Yeah.
You guys have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You have to be amazing on defense. You got to be great in the run game. You got to catch every pass he throws to you. If it hits you in the hands, catch it.
Like,
because he's going to throw five of them to those guys.
Yeah. Like, they didn't beat Texas because everybody picked against them.
No.
They beat Texas better than Texas.
No, but he did use the little motivation
after
that week.
The game was won.
Oh, well, he said that stuff to him before.
Kirby always has them throwing.
Yeah.
All right, that's how he trains them.
True, but they're not always ready, though. Yeah. They're not always up for games. Yeah. Like,
but how can you not be ready for Texas?
I don't know. And they were.
Yeah.
They were. But then
they were ready for Bama until Carson just threw interceptions.
Right.
They'll be up. They'll be ready for this damn football game. But I'm going
to
promise you.
I would expect them to be.
Everybody's going to pick Bama this week. Everybody's going to pick Ole Miss. Because that Ole Miss, Carson's coming out three picks. It's just what it is.
Yeah, don't.
It's just what it is.
Come on.
It's just what it is. It's just what it is, man.
I think Georgia's going to beat Ole Miss.
I do, too.
Yeah. I think the defense is going to look really good. I know Ole Miss has a really good offense, but they've been stonewalled a couple times. Like, Kentucky held them to 17 points. LSU held them to 26 points. Oklahoma held them to 26 points. Like, those are good defenses.
Yes.
None of those defenses are as good as Georgia's defense.
That is correct.
Like, Georgia. Anyway.
That is correct.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, fellas, I'm hoping the phone line isn't messed up, but Andy, I'm dead serious on the logo. Get at me.
Oh, thank you.
Which I sent you on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked good.
Hey, so I'm going to keep this very PG. So I'm about to take wifey to the doctor because she has to have a procedure done and she has to have a shot injected in her back because she got a bad back, right? But she don't have a bad back when it comes to certain things. So I know personally, whenever somebody asks me to help them move, I tell them, I got bad knees, so I can't help them move. What's that one bad thing that you have when somebody asks you to do something?
Yeah. What's the physical limitation you have when it's time to do a little work?
Not a damn thing.
You want to help me move?
Huh?
You want to help me move?
Do I want to help you move where?
To a new house.
Oh, no.
It has nothing to do with physical limitations.
I got physical limitations. I thought you were talking about something else, physical limitations.
Oh, no. He just means, like, when it comes time to do something, not that, but something.
Oh, see, I thought you were talking about that.
No.
Okay. I thought Bob was talking about that.
No, I'm the one. I'm the one on Bluetooth.
No. I don't have. Do I have any physical limitations? No. Like, man, I just don't want to do it.
But you don't use anything as an excuse when it comes time to do something?
I'll use my wife. She sent me a funny reel the other day. She's like, I don't blame my wife. I'm not a blamer of the wife to get out of stuff. I don't do that because I'm a grown-ass damn man. If I don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm always honest about that. I'm like, and then my boys are to the point where they know this about Randy. I'm like, hey, man, wife, you got to do this. If Donna has to do something, I'm legitimately saying she has to do something.
Right.
But if I don't want to do it, I'm just not going to do it.
No, I don't think I use any old – I don't really have any old injuries anyway. I don't have bad knees or anything like that.
Now, after a while, I get like my hands get tired.
I haven't helped anybody move in a long time. But I used to have a truck in college afterwards, so I was Mr. Help.
But I'm trying to think. Last time I moved, where did we move though? We moved out the. I remember my man Emmanuel helped me move. Emmanuel Mathis, he came with me to pick up a couch one time. He helped me move the couch. And I think J.Y., because he told me not to call him by his whole government, I think J.Y. helped me move once. Move some stuff off of a U-Haul. Okay. I can't remember. But, yeah, if you – and just like you said, if you needed my help moving, I would come help
you
move.
We're not moving.
Yes, I would come help you move.
And the last time we did, we used Atlanta Peach Movers. Yeah. And they did a great job.
Yeah, last time I moved some stuff, my sister moved all her storage out of Barnesville, put it on the truck, and took it to Charlotte.
Right.
You remember, and it was cold as hell that day.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, that's the last time I even
moved. We were out late the night before for some reason.
Yes. What the hell were we doing?
Nothing good. I mean, drinking, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. Something. But you were like, oh, I got to get up early tomorrow. I was like, good. Here's another shot.
Yeah. We were doing something. But I just remember it was like 13 degrees.
And hungover.
Cold, hungover.
Not great. All right. Let's talk to Will in Stone Mountain. Will is in Stone Mountain. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, I think our sack problem is scheme and coaches. You know, last year we had 40 sacks. We got rid of two players, so they left.
Yep.
That would have saved 12 sacks between them. And halfway, I would say we should have 6 and halfway, 13, 15, 20.
Yeah. All right.
And the scheme is different. And we got back, I think we got back two players, I believe, better than the two with Grady and the boy we got from New England.
Right.
So I believe the scheme, and then they finally decided to use the linebacker like they was using last year, and it just boils down to scheme and the coaches, the defense coordinator, and the scheme.
Appreciate it.
Fair enough, Will.
Fair enough. I mean,
it's either the players or the scheme.
Like Nielsen was not going to be retained.
No.
And if you look at what's going on in Detroit down there in Jacksonville, he's like running out like hockey lineups.
Yeah.
Like he's doing a whole shift and all that other stuff.
He's in a bad situation out there.
Yes, Grady's better than Calais, probably. And Judon Spoelby better than Bud Dupree.
Right.
It just ain't materialized that way.
Yeah. And maybe they've, I don't know, moving the linebackers. I know we asked Arch about it in the 11 o'clock hour, and he said Caden Ellis wasn't really doing anything different. He just made some plays that he didn't make in weeks past. Maybe he's a little healthier. I don't know. That could be it. But, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they found something. Jordan is in Rome. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Jer?
Hey, so I don't like how y'all be smashing the Raiders, man. I'm a diehard Raiders fan. I'm from Georgia. I don't like how y'all be dogging them.
We ain't dogging them.
Are you coming to Vegas with us or what?
I am. My family's playing in Hollywood. I'm out there. But here's the question. If the Raiders win, what's the chance of me coming to guest host on the show with y'all?
0%.
0%.
0%.
0%. That's going to happen.
Not going to happen.
It's not. Sorry, Jared. But I'm telling you, my Uncle Dave is a diehard Raiders fan. You know Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
Uncle Dave wears his Howie Long jersey tucked into his black Wranglers, them black boots, black hat. So my uncle is diehard Raiders. So I don't understand how y'all feeling right now.
Yeah.
But no, you can't come on the show.
No. I mean, we don't have any control over that, neither do you.
Yeah.
But to pass off 3 hours, I think you'd get tired too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are shocked at how hard we're working in here.
Yeah, hardly working.
The level of back-breaking labor that's being done in this radio station every single day. Do we have time for one more or no? No? All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
Takeaways of the day, but I'd rather shoe.
Whistle to the beat is so underrated.
Agreed.
And you have to pay to buckle your seatbelt on Frontier.
You want to breathe? $5. The lady at the checkout stand was nice, though. She was like, hey, like, if I don't print this boarding pass for you and you just download the app and do it there, it's $25 less. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll do that then, I guess.
What?
Like, yeah. I don't know.
$25 less?
The amount of different little charges that they were trying to get me to pay for. It's crazy. I also think I have to contest something because they charged me $10 for the same thing twice.
Okay.
And I don't know why, so I got to ask them.
Protest that.
Two ice cubes, not one?
Yeah, exactly. I got two glasses of water.
That cheese plate be hitting, though. It's $18, but it be hitting.
Yeah, I had a few at the airport, and so I had a few more on the plane. And
It
racks up, but it was worth it. All right. Mark Schlereth said, there are backup offensive linemen in the NFL currently not worth a squirt of urine.
Yes.
Gross.
that airline cheese plate be hitting.
Yeah.
And Bunker made a great connection with Owen on Frontier and possibly ruined his life.
No, or made it better. He was a nice guy. He was a nice young
Who's
man.
Who's to know?
Who's to know? We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Me and Owen are going to stay in touch.
That's amazing that you just hook up with guys. That came out wrong.
He does what now?
That came out wrong.
I got a new takeaway, boys.
That came out wrong.
It's not what happened.
Yes, that's not what happened.
I made a friend.
Yes. Yes, that's what happened.
Every stranger is a potential new friend. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.